Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Hormone Boost, How to Power Up Your Six Essential Hormones for Strength, Energy, and Weight Loss by Natasha Turner. Narrated by Gabra Zachman. Publisher's Note: This audiobook is packaged with bonus material which has been included on the first audio and MP3 CD. If you downloaded this audiobook in a digital format, please visit tantor.com and type The Hormone Boost into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then click on PDF Extra 1. When prompted, enter the access code HEALTHY to access the bonus material. From Me to You, Why I Wrote This Book. It's time to say goodbye, but I think goodbyes are sad, and I'd much rather say hello. Hello to a new adventure. Ernie Harwell, sportscaster for 55 years, 42 of them with the Detroit Tigers. In my early 20s, just a few months after my graduation from university in 1993, I arrived home one day from my summer job in tears and feeling overwhelmed. I couldn't think. My head was buzzing with confusion. I felt weak and feverish. I couldn't understand people when they spoke to me. I couldn't seem to process information fast enough to make sense of anything. I thought I was going crazy and was certain I had a serious neurological disease. I had a friend take me to the emergency room where the doctors found I indeed had a fever along with severe anemia. They told me to take some iron and to go home and rest, which was about all I was capable of. I would wake up feeling okay, but within minutes the confusion and fogginess in my head would return. Even in this state, I began to realize something had been off for months. I had needed so much sleep, over 16 hours a day, and was too tired to go to the gym, even though I was an exercise fanatic. I was gaining weight, almost 25 pounds. My periods were irregular and I was losing fistfuls of hair. I had chalked it all up to the stress of finishing school and ending a relationship with my boyfriend at the time. Luckily, the emergency room doctor investigated further into why I was so anemic and tested my blood, TSH level, to rule out hypothyroidism. Days later, I received a call letting me know my TSH was over 25, when a normal level is considered to be less than 4.7, and an optimal level is less than 2. I was severely hypothyroid, with extremely low iron levels and a low red blood cell count. Confusion was overcoming me because my brain function was slowing down along with the rest of me. I started taking thyroid medication immediately. Within a week, I felt like a completely different person, and I continue to take thyroid medication today. Looking back, I know I had the telltale symptoms of hypothyroidism as early as age 13. I remember waking up with my pillow covered in my hair and being taken to dermatologists for hair loss, but nothing those doctors proposed ever helped. I remember feeling tired all the time and having horrible menstrual issues, including pain, cramping, and irregular cycles. I always had belly fat and would never wear a two-piece bathing suit. Now I know my disease was missed because I seemed to be slim. Because my weight appeared normal, my doctors did not think of looking for hypothyroidism, a condition commonly found in noticeably overweight people. Move on to 2000 and entering my 30s. After finishing 4 years of training, I began my practice as a naturopathic doctor. Yet somehow, and in direct contrast to my new wellness profession, I developed an addiction to cookies and muffins because I craved them so badly. And after the quest for these sugary treats, it was always followed by fighting to stay awake and a carb coma. At the same time, my periods were becoming more irregular, my breasts were shrinking, my waist was getting wider, and I was losing hair. Again. On a professional hunch, I underwent a thorough investigation involving blood work and ultrasounds. My suspicions were confirmed. I had polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS. PCOS is a condition characterized by irregular periods, hair loss, infertility, acne, and weight gain. It's also linked to infertility and an increased risk of breast cancer and diabetes. So I now had not one, but two metabolic diseases. Since PCOS is associated with insulin resistance, the underlying cause of type 2 diabetes, insulin-sensitizing medications such as metformin are regularly prescribed to treat it. And I was definitely insulin resistant. Besides the high insulin levels detected by my blood work, my cravings, constant hunger, fatigue after eating, and fat gain around my abdomen were obvious signs. Fast forward to today and my 40s. So far, this decade is proving to be interesting and dynamic, as the